Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Christmas Day game tomorrow in the NBA, as well as the NFL, but we don't need to talk about that right now. But Cavs do have a Christmas Day game, which, by the way, I understand that, like, especially I think when it comes to the NFL, that a lot of people are either for or against it. There's not much of an in-between. NBA's been on Christmas Day for a while. It has been a tradition. And I think for a lot of teams, it's a really cool place to be. Like, in a lot of ways, it is a signal that, especially when you're not a big market team, like, are the Lakers going to play on Christmas Day? Of course the Lakers are going to play on Christmas Day. There's a lot of times that goes, especially while LeBron's there, now Luke is there. Like, you're going to put stars on the screen that day for people to watch. But I think especially when you're a team like Cleveland, it just means a little bit more. You're being put in the national spotlight. Like, that's a game that I watch you, and I look at the schedule when it comes out and I go, oh, you're playing the Knicks on Christmas Day. That is supposed to be the clear, determined number one versus number two Eastern Conference game. Let's see how it plans out. And I think some of that has been just, I guess, lost in the way that I feel for it. Had this been a true battle, not even just necessarily number one and number two, but it looked like it was two teams who are clearly playing at full strength, who looked like they're playing to their abilities. Let's go see the product that goes out there and look like a dogfight. I'm all in. I would have that same level of excitement, but it does feel like the Cavs that we've gotten over the past few weeks, and really for the entire start of this year, it feels like some of that Christmas Day mojo has been gone. Like, this would have been the game that I was waking up for tomorrow morning, and I was instantly, as I woke up, I'm like, of course. You know, it's Christmas, which I celebrate. I'm excited for Christmas. But I'm really excited to see what the Cavs do today with a, like, basically measuring stick matchup. Here's how you match up against the New York Knicks. Here's how the Eastern Conference looks. To the point where now I'm looking at it and going, I don't even know how much faith I have in the Cavs in this game because I haven't seen you play a good team and I haven't seen you play a ton of good teams competitively at any point this year. Like, I go back to the first Knicks game, pretty solid. It was a solid game that the Cavs had played while down Darius Garland. It was like that game, again, felt like it meant something, felt like it mattered. Where now I'm going through and I'm going, okay, well, this is now another matchup where I'm playing the Knicks. I don't have Evan Mobley. The Cavs have gotten back into a mojo, but it's against the Hornets and Pelicans. Like, if they just get blown out tomorrow, I'm just going to kind of shrug my shoulders. I mean, like, that's the expectation. This game feels a little bit more hollow. There is not that same level of excitement that I once had. And I can't sit here and blame anybody but the Cavs for it so far. If you want to blame injuries, I think there's a legitimate argument into that. But I don't even know what to expect for this game. Like Jake brought up during Quick Hits, are the vibes back for this team? And I think they are a little bit. I think Kenny Atkinson's clip that we played there, you know, makes you feel a little bit better about it, that, you know, Darius is feeling like there's a little bit more vibes. He's reminding Kenny to have fun. We're going through and seeing the bench actually have a little bit of life to it. But I almost feel like I'm going through and watching an underdog story on Christmas Day, which aren't supposed to be how most of these games are played. Supposed to feel like closer to even matchups. And naturally, through the course of an NBA season, like, again, not to bring up the NFL on Christmas Day, but go look at that. They expected three competitive games, and they're not getting three competitive games. At least they shouldn't be getting three competitive games based on who's playing. Again, there are just things that are out of your control, but this one, for the most part, is very much within the control of the two teams. Watch the Cavs be injured last year. I watched the Cavs continue to win games last year. I watched them continue to function with an offensive efficiency that was, I mean, bordering on record-breaking stuff. And this year, I've just lost a lot of it. The main question that I'm going to have answered is whether or not the two games that I just watched were a fluke or whether or not the Cavs actually have something back to them. But this just looks like a game that I'm going to go into and expect the Cavs to be outmatched. I'm going to expect the New York Knicks, who have been going through that battle test, who have been playing better basketball than the Cavs have on a consistent basis, to just look like the better team. I don't think that bodes well for anybody's Christmas. I don't think that pushes through to make any of us feel better. But I mean, at the very least, it does at least signal the Cavs, I think, are getting up for this game. I think there is a little bit of a build towards momentum. In fact, Kenny Atkinson was speaking about this game and just how much the Cavs are looking forward to it.
Man, if you're not up for that, you better hang it up. It's going to be fun. That's a celebration. To me, that's the marquee game in the NBA. I participated in it. There's nothing like going to the Garden at noon. But, you know, we're playing a heck of a Knicks team that's playing great. So it'd be a great challenge, but we're really looking forward to it.
And I agree with Kenny. Like, this does feel like, in the NBA, like, talk to me about a regular season game that feels like it means more than a Christmas Day game. There is a reason the Cavs would play the Warriors back in, like, 2016, 2017, those type of years, and they would play them on Christmas Day. Those are the matchups. Like, the NBA has tried to dominate the day of Christmas for a long time. They've been trying to get these to be everybody should want to tune in, and if nothing else, it should be your Christmas morning background noise throughout the rest of the day of, like, at least it's on your TV and you're tuned in, right? Because you're going to look up and you're going to see good basketball. This is a Cavs team that doesn't scream marquee matchup to me right now.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think I'm still waiting for that. I'll give a lot of credit to the Cavs where it's due. I think that you look at, especially a game like last night, you've had Sam Merrill back for the last two games, and if for some reason it feels like it has flipped a switch for the Cavs and their ability to shoot the ball. I mean, it is another threat along the three-point line that they've just been desperately missing, because it feels like every guy that's gone down so far, Max Strus to start the year, Darius Garland to start the year, and, you know, here and there in between, Sam Merrill, it has been your best three-point shooters on a team that loves to shoot the three and did so at a very high clip last year. So I think, like, if nothing else, Sam's sitting there proving to you that there's a lot more of an impact that he's playing, almost in a scary way, considering he's a legitimate role player who probably won't be in the starting lineup when this team is fully healthy. I don't know how much of an impact that guy should be playing on your overall impact as a team. And I like Sam. But, again, I feel like I'm kind of just wishing on magic. Like, he was shooting the ball so well from beyond the arc to a point that was not sustainable. Like, Sam Merrill was not going to consistently shoot the 60% from three that he was shooting to start the year. He's going to come back to earth, even if he shoots a really good season, even if he's, you know, bordering on 40%+ from there, you know, as the season winds down. Yeah, it's really impactful, but it's not going to be what it was. I just don't know how I'm looking at this team and going, okay, I get it. You're injured. It's going to play an impact. This Knicks team's really just not. Like, this is a team that's up for this game. This is a team that's ready to push forward, and a team that feels like they're where they should be right now in the Eastern Conference. I guess that's the biggest problem for me, is I'm waiting for the Cavs to return to the point that they should be in the Eastern Conference, while the Knicks have just maintained their spot there. They're not one right now, obviously, because the Pistons are having a great start to the year. But it goes back to what we talked about for the Cavs, even going back to the preseason. Like, I sat here and I was like, I don't need the Cavs to be the one seed. I need the Cavs to rip off 64 wins this year. If you show me that you're a team playing competitive basketball on most given nights, and the games that you actually have to get up for, you go out there and you get up for. That's all that really matters. And that's where the Knicks are at. It's like, okay, you're among the top of the Eastern Conference. You've kept yourself in a top four seed where you'd be hosting a home playoff series. That's great. Beyond that, like, the Cavs have just fallen so far out of that rotation and have not shown it to me for so long. It just makes it difficult. Hey, Michael, you're big basketball fan. Does this feel the same way that it did to start the year? Because, I mean, maybe you didn't even feel that way to begin with. This was like the matchup basically of the regular season for me that I wanted to see.
So, I mean, at least I'll say this. It's of all the teams playing on Christmas, the Cavs certainly are not the most offensive. Like, the Mavericks are playing tomorrow. So there is that.
Oh, they've also thought they would have a little bit more help.
Also a horrible missed opportunity that Dallas is not playing the Lakers tomorrow. How is that not happening? We have the Rockets playing the Lakers, the Mavericks playing the Warriors. Like, I think we should switch that, but, you know, it's just me.
Listen, I don't know what the story writers are doing in the NBA. They could clearly miss the ball on that one. I would agree with you. Like, all right.
Luka should be going back to Dallas tomorrow.
Yeah, Luka versus Anthony Davis, Cooper Flagg, essentially a what could have been if Dallas had just, I don't know, maybe kept Luka, and you can imagine all the different scenarios. I agree with you on that. I agree the Mavs are probably a little bit more offensive, although did beat the Nuggets last night. And Cooper Flagg looked good and Anthony Davis looked good.
But when it comes to the Cavs, I guess, I look at tomorrow almost as, like, based on what we've seen the past two nights, like, this almost feels like a statement game for the Cavs. Like, it's like a litmus stick type of thing. Like, where are you now? Are you back or are you not? If they go out there and get hammered tomorrow, vibes are gone. It's reset the decks. But if they go out there tomorrow and it's a competitive game, they maybe lose close or they pull it out and they win, like, then it's okay. The Cavs are back and it's for real. Like, that's what it feels like, which I agree with you isn't what I think we wanted this matchup to be, where it's like the Cavs are kind of trying to prove themselves, but that's kind of where we are, and I'll take it. It's better than had they, you know, lost or not played so great the last couple of nights, and it was like, oh boy, like, tomorrow could get ugly. I'm confident that they will come out tomorrow and be up for it. It'll just be a matter of whether or not they can win the game.
Yeah, listen, it's whether or not the talent lives there. I do think it's interesting what you bring up, because this can be... I think when we talk about the vibes for this team and getting up and playing for this game, this is really interesting that this can be, I'm not going to call it a turning point in the season, but I think it's a turning point for your next few games. Like, if the vibes have been up against the Hornets and they've been up against the Pelicans and you feel like you continue to press on and you feel like you look at these two games and you're like, okay, Cavs have flipped the vibes. They flipped the momentum. Going up against a team like New York, I mean, I can't help but think the guys in that room, they go out there and just get killed by New York, are going to go, here we go again. We're going right back to the way that we are just playing. We couldn't make shots. We couldn't stay competitive in this game. And on the flip, if you do go out and you play competitive or even win this game, I think that's all the momentum boost you could possibly ask for, which is going to carry over for at least a couple of games further.
And they need that because their schedule is rough coming up.
And they did not capitalize on the bad part of the schedule they just had. They could use the momentum. Problem is... you actually got to go out and capture it, and I think that's what scares me. 216-474-0092. Does the Christmas Day game for the Cavs feel more hollow after the recent play? Plus, coming up here in 5 minutes, Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com, joins us to break down all things Browns. Jake Volnick with you guys filling in for Nick and JP on Afternoon Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.